podcasts like buses. You wait ages and none come along, and then a few turn up. Not the first time I've used that line about these podcasts, because you can't tell creativity when it's to come along. Not that it's my creativity that normally features in these podcasts, so they just do seem to congregate in small little groupings, small enough not to constitute any trouble or be considered riotous in any way. But we've had one or two recently, and we shall have a few more. Bit of a strange one, this. It's me taking a tape recorder of the digital type, concealed by arrangement with the artiste, to the theatre, to the Fringe Festival, for a wonderful presentation, A Spoonful of Silence. Entre les Mottes presents A Spoonful of Silence. It was on the 10th through to the 20th of September in 11 Capel Street, which means it finished last night. I bumped into the actress Eleanor Nicholas up at Near FM. I was invited onto the Enviro Show, which is all about the environment. And as the Enviro Show goes, you get invited on to talk about something in particular. In my case, it was a recent mobile phone mast victory for the community. But I did not get to speak about that at all, because it's an overpacked show, and other things come up and we talk about them. So we end up talking about Lisbon and militarism and stuff, and various people come in over the phone lines, and there's studio guests and there's panelists, and you'll never quite know if you're a panelist or a studio guest. It's kind of cool and unstructured in that kind of way. So I was on for that purpose, and I think Eleanor was on for the previous show and stayed on for this next one, and she gave a performance, and it was an extract from the play, which she wrote herself, and I just thought it was a wonderful idea. And at the end, I said I would attend, I would go along, and I asked could I record it, and she said absolutely fine. So we agreed to conceal the recorder, not to freak out anybody else who attended. And what you will hear next is that recording. Just a lead in, the recording you will hear will start about 40 minutes into the production, where there has been a lot of silence. The premise is that the person who is talking has to grow their letters to make words and sentences, and therefore words and sentences are a finite resource based on the letters that you grow in the growing season. And here I take my own understanding of the play and send it back to you as a thought, but it's almost an analogy on life, where we live so fast and die so young and fill it up with noise and sound and data and texts and television and lots of noise and things, and leave no room for the time to pass with silence, without any distractions. And have a listen, see what you think yourself. What I'm going to do is just fade from here in silence and enter the closing 10 minutes of the presentation and fade out. So I'll say goodbye now, and continue to listen, and thanks for listening.
And everybody enjoyed the silence. We have a man in town. He's called Adam. He is well known in town for drenching each winter. He just can't stand the silence. At the end, at the last market, you always see him with more bags than he can carry in basket just to buy every single letter there is to buy. Or the broken one on the floor, the rotten one, the new fresh one. He just buys them all. To make sure, I guess, to make sure he can talk as much as possible during the winter. But 10 years ago, he didn't have his ritual. We didn't see him. Then, right at the middle of December, we found him singing and shouting in the streets. None of us could talk, but we all looked at him, asking him, how come can you talk? And he explained to us that he had been working on a method to grow letters in the middle of the winter. In less than 3 weeks. When he said that, I did remember I had seen him pouring a green liquid on his crop. That might have been what made the letters grow fast. But because we were a bit overwhelmed by it, we had someone telling us that letters were growing really fast, and in the winter, we all wanted to buy some. Even me, I enjoy the silence, but imagine, for the first time we had letters. We didn't have to count how many T's or M or Q's we would have left for the end of the week. We could just buy letters every day that would come every single day and talk. And so we did, and we didn't know for how long it would last, so we bought even more letters in case it would stop suddenly. So we started to buy letters, we talked about the fact that we bought letters, and more people talked about it, and everybody, before we knew it, was in front of his house very early in the morning, making sure they would buy the new fresh letter, coming even more and even more every day. And we started to talk. We could talk about absolutely everything and absolutely nothing. And so we talked about absolutely everything and absolutely nothing. We talked about each other, we talked about other people, we talked about what we like, what we smell, what we hear, what we think, what we thought, what we would see, what we wanted, what we didn't want. And before we knew it, words took over. Words decided, almost had a mind of their own, deciding where they wanted to be. Before we knew it, words were taking the place of every single silence. We started to talk all the time. Talk so much that we wanted to suffocate the silence out of our lives. We had so many letters, we added extra portions of words at the end of every sentences. We made supersized sentences to make sure silence would just disappear from our life. And we wouldn't just enjoy a moment like that anymore. We would enjoy it through words. We'd say things like, isn't it great the way we can all be silent together? I mean, isn't it great the way we can all be quiet and enjoy the silence and the minute details? And we wouldn't stop there. We talked about every single detail all the time. We managed to be able to talk about a t-shirt or a blouse or a skirt for a very long amount of time. Which reminds me, the way we sounded is, your t-shirt is with the owl, oh, that's quite nice now. Now no one has the same, you're quite original, and you have flowers or little bird. Oh, I see, you know, they're very different. Oh, it's a whale, you don't have a whale now. But, I mean, oh, you should get the same. I mean, it's kind of different, but in a way it's the same because it's an animal and, well, I like it. I think My brother used to have the same as yours, but with a little animal. Maybe a whale with the shape of an owl. I mean, it's kind of the same, but it's kind of different. I mean, you know what I mean. It's kind of different, but exactly the same at the same time. I mean, you know what I mean. I mean, it's kind of, it's deadly the way everybody can have t-shirt with animals nowadays. I mean, no, I mean, personally, what I think is, it's personally, I mean, it's kind of the way, you understand what I mean, yeah? Right, I mean, it's basically deadly the way, personally, no, I mean, now, nah, come on, it's, well, personally. It became very confusing. And so confusing that I was talking all day. And although I was talking all day to absolutely everyone about absolutely everything, I was feeling lonely. I was feeling something was missing. So I went to Adam to buy more letters. I was a bit like a fisherman with something at the end of his rod to catch fish. I was buying more letters to make more words, to catch people at the end of my sentences. But the more words I was putting at the end of my sentence, the further away I felt from everyone. And eventually I was so confused that I missed the time for the wild tree to cut the branches. And I spent a week, a few months ago, on my own, cutting each branch, each leaf, untangling. But it had been a while since I had been on my own that quiet. It's as if words had moved into my head without me wanting to, without paying the rent. I hadn't even realized that they were there, taking so much space. And for the first time in a very long time, they slowed down. They took a holiday. I took a holiday. I was quieter and I was feeling a little bit better or at peace. And so I decided that I didn't want to buy so many letters anymore, that I would be quieter, that I would try. And as I was saying less words, I heard whatever people had to say. I heard that Anna, she couldn't sleep at night. Words were making so much noise. She had to go to the doctor so that he'd give her a pill, so that the word would fall asleep as well. I heard that my other friend, Martina, she wasn't feeling that good either. And as I was hearing this new information about my friends, I heard that there is a small group of people just the next town from here. They have started to grow letters at the right time of the year and at the right pace. So I went to visit them and they explained to me that the reason we got caught up in words was because we were growing our letters too fast. And the only way to solve that problem was to grow the letters at the right time of the year and at the right pace. I did taste their Q's and some of their M's. And it had been a while since I hadn't such a fresh letter. So I tried to buy my letters from them now. Now, I won't keep you too long because I can feel my stomach rumbling and I wouldn't like to run out of letters halfway through my sentence. But to tell you more about these people, they meet once a week. They invited me. So I meet with them once a week. And we have cooking words evening. Last week we had English words. We had silhouette. You can feel it tingles on your tongue. And then we had bubbles. It pops in your mouth. And for dessert we have pearls. Now, I hope you can come back so we can eat them. This might be very embarrassing. I'm Ori. I'm Eli Ori. I mean, it was ice to eat you. I'm so Ori. I'm Ori. I'm asking. I'm Ori. You must go. I must eat. thank you. Ush. Thank you.